I'm the man. Save the Empire.
Maybe 29 minutes now, and already networking. I've already got, you've got a business card, I've got a business card.
Yeah, I don't know why you say we, because I was here bright and early setting everything up. You just strolled in like you're this big air talent.
All you did was
plug in a laptop.
No. You woke up at 11 o'clock this morning.
I was still here early.
I was up at 7:30. You live around the corner.
Listen, when Andy Ferentz and Scruffy of the Dropkick Murphys tell you to stay out, you stay out.
Well, that was last night, and those guys are nothing but trouble. And then, oh my God, their friend Luke, who's a loon.
Oh yeah, the three of them are a disaster in the making. And F you, Ferentz, you couldn't get me written up today because I don't have a job. Last time we went out with Andy, he made me late to work by about, oh, I don't know, an hour and a half.
And you showed up drunk.
I was still a little drunk and got my first official write-up for that company. Disciplinary action. It was awesome.
First and last.
Exactly. They can't do it anymore. So we're here at Deep Ellum. We're podcasting.
This is your home away from home.
I live here. I was here. We were here till 2 last night, virtually.
Yep.
And then I stumbled home because I just realized it was time to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And you figured that happened quick. You crashed and burned. At one minute you were making complete sense, the next minute you were cross-eyed and falling over.
Well, it was the loss at Big Buck Hunter to Ferentz, who's a cheater, by the way. You can't smack someone's
gun.
Again,
really?
I would shoot the bucks, and he would take the last shot to take them down. He would just poach, and then he would smack my gun after he shot a doe, because he's a terrible shot, and he just cheated, and I want a rematch.
Well, your match with Ferentz is one thing. Mine with the Army Ranger was something else entirely, when I essentially smoked him in that game and I thought I was going to be killed.
Isn't he supposed to be able to shoot things?
Oh, he was giving us all kinds of tips and, you know, where you point your fingers, where the round's going to go.
You got to lead him.
You got to lead, you know, put this foot forward. And then I ended up smoking him in the game.
Got to account for the wind.
I thought I was going to be drawn, quartered, and thrown into a dumpster at the end of the night. With my Hezbollah scarf on.
Well, we're at Deep Ellum for a reason. It is the first ever unemployed luncheon that we're podcasting live, and we're already getting requests to do this on the weekly.
I'm fine with that.
People are coming in since they can't make it this week. Can you make it weekly so I can go next week?
Well, maybe we can flip-flop between here, and we can do like Tavern in the Square in Salem. So, because I know someone walked in that came from New Hampshire, and Salem's a little bit closer to New Hampshire than Austin Rock City.
Maybe we can do it for the Five Guys up there in Swampscott.
We can talk to the Five Guys
people.
I do
like Five Guys. Not as much as I like Deep Ellum, though, because they serve beer as well, and their burgers are delicious.
There's no booze at Five Guys.
I will be getting the hot dog. People are slowly coming in because, you know, they have no jobs because it is the unemployed luncheon.
Well, except for Chuck over here. Chuck, take this microphone, will you?
Hey, guys.
So, Chuck, welcome, Chuck. Chuck is actually employed, works down the street. And explain exactly what it is that your company does.
It's a high-end corporate. Well, we do a lot of corporate communications. It's a creative creative communications company.
Stop
video.
Giving us the spiel and tell us what you really do.
Television spots.
Yeah.
You know, trade show videos.
So like video and audio production
stuff. Yeah. But sort of on the higher end side of things. Like, you know, we don't do weddings.
Right.
We will be. Yeah. Charlie and I do weddings. So if you need us, email theempireradio@gmail.com.
Actually, oddly enough, just got another email like, hey, it's Charlie, do you do photography too? I'm like, yes. I'm like, oh, we're your one-stop wedding shop.
Exactly.
Right here. Yeah, between the two of us.
Do a little of all.
But no, I got your card, Chuck, because you guys have some audio production stuff you do over there, which is what I'm into. So
maybe
we'll chat. We spoke to who had the card with the
John.
With the, that was John, who runs Slip and Fall Media.
They have jobs. Colin's here. He has a job. Michael, my mailman.
What do you do? What do you do, Colin? Hand that over to Colin, will you?
Here you go, man.
So what is your job?
I work at a software company in Waltham as a Linux system administrator.
Okay, so what makes it that you can just like walk away and come to Austin Rock City for an hour?
Vacation days.
Oh, nice. Yes. You burned one up just to do this?
This and a bunch of other stuff, too.
All right.
You know.
Laundry. Right? Laundry.
Laundry, get tires put on my car.
Oh, sounds like you've been productive today.
Kind of.
Like I said, Michael the mailman was just here. He delivers the mail over to us in Alston, right around the corner from here. And he's the nicest guy in the world, but probably knows more about me than he should.
Yeah. Well, he knows what's in all those brown envelopes.
Absolutely. Yeah. He knows my real name,
yeah.
Which is no secret. I've said it a million times
Not
on the air and on the show. But yeah, so it's nice to see everybody with jobs taking time out. And then I know a few people at the bar are unemployed. So
Kieran, you got a job?
Yeah.
All right, well, come over here and tell us what your job is.
Yeah. These,
I thought this was going to be the unemployed lunch.
Wait, who's got the government paying for the beer? Raise your hand. Yeah!
I'm what's known as a rural carrier associate. I don't know if you guys from if they have them down there.
I'm sorry, a what?
A rural carrier associate.
A mailman?
Okay, so you drive your own car and deliver mail.
Michael, who's just here, is a mailman.
Yeah.
You guys in the union together? You didn't say hi?
Actually, we have a separate union. Every single craft has a different union, even the mail handlers who don't really exist anymore. They've kind of moved their jobs over to the clerk craft.
So where do you deliver?
Norwell, Duxbury, Marshfield, Norton, Attleboro, really, North Attleboro.
Are you in a truck or do you have to walk it?
I'm in a truck. Yeah. Yeah, we work out of the vehicles.
If you showed up at people's doors looking as you do, you would probably scare the hell out of them.
No, I don't wear a uniform either, which is great. And we're on evaluated pay, so pretty much like if the route's evaluated 8.5 hours and I'm done at 5, I screw up the door at 5 and I'm getting paid for 8.5.
Nice.
Yes. Which works out great during the summer when I'm done at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but it sucks during Christmas time where I've got packages up the butthole and I'm
snow and misery.
The snow is horrible. People clear out, like they have a foot of snow coming off of their box. We're supposed to pull up right to the box, reach it from the truck.
Right.
They clear out this little pathway that a skinny person that could fit through, like a 9-year-old. And I'm like, nope, bye, going back to the office. See you later.
So the way you blow through your route, it sounds like you have like flames painted on your truck and you're just tearing around the
town. I don't even move that fast, really. That's the sad part. It's, you know, during the summer, it's fine. If there's nothing on the ground, I could just like peel right through the route. Because the volume's lower during the summer, too. So I, you know, I get in. I'm supposed to be at 7:30. I show up around 8:15. And then, you know, get out on the road by, like, this time of year, probably maybe between 10 and 11. But during the summer, it's usually, like, between. I got on the road one day. I got in at 8:30, was out on the road by 9:15, and I was done by 11:45.
By what?
11:45.
Thank you.
And I got back to the building, and I was like, oh, hi, you're still here? Hi, I'm going already. See you later. I'm gone for the day.
So how did you end up doing that? Was it you were playing? Because I'm all the jobs I've gotten in the past, I've just known people and I've kind of gotten slimed my way in that way. So I'm actually doing the going out and cold calling. And so how did you end up with that job? Did you just see it posted somewhere?
This is the first job, too, that I haven't gotten by knowing someone.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
the last job I was at, my whole family worked there. It was this burger joint over in South Boston. Worked there for 7 years. And I'm not giving them any free advertisement. Yeah, I worked there for 7 years. I actually went back last year for a couple of months and remembered why I quit.
Yeah.
And, I applied for the test. I went online, and the test was rural carrier associate. I'm like, oh, whatever this is, I don't care. They say it pays $16.25 an hour. I'm taking it. And I was like, let me pick an area. So, you know, I didn't pick an area that was near me. My ex-girlfriend went to UMass Dartmouth. I just broke it up with her, and I was like, well, I know the New Bedford area, so I'll pick the New Bedford one.
Sure.
So I ended up in Norton, and I was there for a year and a half.
Are you a fellow Portuguese?
No. Maybe back in Ancestry, maybe, but.
I mean, New Bedford is a haven for them.
That's true.
That's where my people roll from.
Well, you're looking at the interwebs over there. Are you getting emails about this?
Oh, yeah. Johnny from James Cook Lobster Company wants us to be at his place next week.
We can do that.
And Val is asking next time shoot for downtown Boston so some of us cube farmers can come.
That's the job that I don't want. I've done the cube thing in the past, and it's horrible. It's miserable. I wanted to kill myself after.
Soul crushing.
So we're live from Deep Ellum. This is our first ever live podcast. We're hanging out with some employed, some unemployed. Chuck's checking his time over there to make sure he doesn't have to get back to work. See? Yeah. We can be here all day.
Yeah, I got nowhere to go.
We can shut it down if we wanted to. I don't know how we're going to pay for those drinks, but we can shut it down.
Well, we're going to take a quick break so we can play a song, and I can get a hot dog and a beer.
Uh-huh.
And last night, we talked about it earlier. We were out with Andy Ferentz, the Firefly, Luke, their Army Ranger buddy, and Scruffy of the Dropkick Murphys. So I decided to go with a Dropkick song.
Oh, nice.
It's off a split they did with Face to Face a few years
back. Oh, was this the Kay Hanley song you were talking to him about?
I found out last night that Kay Hanley was the female voice on the song. It's the original version of The Dirty Glass, which is probably one of my favorite Dropkick songs because it's about booze, girls, breakups, and everything I love in a tune. So it's Dropkick Murphys.
We'll be right back.
showing me the door.
But you always came calling back, begging me for more. I showed you kindness, a stool and a tab.
Then you poured me my pain in a dirty glass.
Yeah, you left him bloody battered, nameless and poor.
You know, I often stop to wonder how he made it through my door.
With my brother's new non-duplicate registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you could chew the first day you met me.
Darcy, Darcy, darling, dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer, I'm filthy in my cup.
You weren't the first to court me, mister, you won't be the last.
Oh, I'm sure I wasn't, honey, I know all about your past.
Listen to the big shot with his pager on call. You spent most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got him high, but you left him alone.
Now I got it big.
Doing his little bout of name dropping there and playing a song that features a guy that we hung out with last night.
I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Was that before his time though? Did I hear that?
I think so. I think it was originally recorded before he joined the band. Then they re-recorded. I think it was on Blackout, but it could have been the Meanest of Times. Is that the name of the record?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not a historian. I just love that song.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot from last night when we were out with Scruffy from the Dropkicks and Andy Ference of the Bruins was that. We went to my house and woke Fletcher up.
Yeah, dropped the car off.
Because Fletcher was being a ninny and didn't come out last night, so Andy wanted to have a few words with him at about, 11:30? Midnight?
Yeah, midnight, somewhere in there.
Fletcher just Twittered, still horrified that Ed, Charlie, and number 21, Andy Ference, barged into my bedroom last night at midnight. Injury my ass, Andy.
I think that was the first thing out of Fletcher's mouth was, oh, that fake injury. How's that going for you? He was talking about that injury, by the way. If I got a hangnail, I'm barely functional. And he's talking about how the groin muscle, the tendon that attaches the groin muscle, basically doesn't exist anymore. That it just got. Did you hear any of that conversation?
No, and I'm glad I
didn't. It was gross. It was fucking gross.
And how is he going to recover? How do you recover from that? He's got to
skate. The surgery that he had last year to fix it was basically to break it the rest of the way. It's awful.
I don't want to have any part of this.
How those guys function.
You know what I want a part of is this high life that I just ordered.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why you're drinking soda over there.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Cokes for right now. I'm still trying to recover from last night as well. I should not have driven home,
by the way. You shouldn't have. I offered my brand new couch. You would have been the first to sleep on it.
I should have, yeah. I really should have slept on the couch with the dogs. So a nameless source has dropped off a box of goodies that we'll go through first and get the good stuff out and then give it to the rest of these people.
I really wish the secondary market for selling CDs was good as it used to be.
Yeah.
We used to be able to supplement our income.
I paid for a move selling CDs at one point.
Not so much anymore, sadly.
So we'll work the room here with most of these. Turns out people that actually have jobs as opposed to the jobless, but it's our jobless luncheon here at Deep Ellum.
We got some more heading this way. A lot of people still on the train or in the car. Well, I don't expect, people to be on time ever, especially if you don't have a job.
Yeah, if you don't have a job, what's the point in keeping a schedule? I mean, why bother?
Not like we're going anywhere.
Yeah.
I will stay here all day. I think my record was during the summer on the back deck here at Deep Ellum. I stayed here from about 10:30 a.m.
You
maybe
opened
11,
and closed
to 10 p.m.
It was like you worked here. It was like you worked here.
Yeah, except I paid to be here. My tab was ridiculous.
Now, was that the day that you were photographed on the back porch for the Deep Ellum like virtual tour?
Oh
on the
no,
website?
That is. Not, I forgot about that. If you go to Deep Ellum's website and take the tour, I am in the picture.
Of course,
I totally forgot about that.
You're like part of the museum. You're part of the tour now on the website.
Listen, I looked good then too. I think that was the mohawk.
Hey John, swallow that sandwich you got there and come on over here because I want to talk to you about what you do.
It's deepellum-boston.com, and if you go through there, you can check it out. And I'm adorable.
So yeah, you're sitting there, you're hanging out, you got sunglasses on. It's obviously a beautiful day. A pair of shorts.
The deck here during the summer is the best thing ever.
So John runs it, Slip and Fall Media. Am I getting that right?
Slip and Fall Media. Yeah, we own on regularradio.com.
Get right on that mic.
Yeah, swallow that thing. So these are streaming radio stations, internet radio stations.
Yeah, it's a 24/7 internet radio station. Basically, we got a lot of live shows going on in between. It's just playing music from Boston. And some other music as well. But we get a lot of local music out there from artists that, play the small venues that people don't normally hear. And there's a lot of people that are getting good feedback saying, some of these playlists are really great.
Now, is this all that you do? Or is this part of a larger, kind of media thing that you've done?
This is all I do. I'm going to kind of transition into more video stuff later on, too.
Mm-hmm. I have video editing skills.
Really?
If you're hiring.
I will be eventually.
All right. I'm glad I have your card.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're trying to bring back local-type radio.
Yeah.
It's on the internet, but it's geared towards Boston, and we're targeting Boston, and we're making a big push to kind of get it out there, try to educate people on how to listen to it, because it's a lot easier than people think. It's not just sit at your home and listen. It's, you can go into your car, there's, Blau Punk based stereo for your car that's internet-enabled.
I think that's one thing that a lot of people haven't realized is that with the advent of these smartphones is that the internet is everywhere, and they're going to take that technology and put it into radios, so the FM transmitter won't really be necessary, nor will satellite, because you'll be able to get any radio station that's on the web anywhere in the world anytime.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're already broadcasting at a better quality than FM quality, right there it's got a beat.
And you can swear. Shit, yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah.
No rules. I fucking love it.
It's a normal thing, yeah. Come in the studio, you drink, and you do a show.
No, I got, and I probably should have saved this $40 in retrospect, but oh well, this box that Philips makes that I just plugged into my stereo, and it'll, pull the music off of, it's a streaming media player.
Right.
For $40, I found it in a rack at Marshall's, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy that. It's on clearance. And exactly like what you guys are doing, there's 80,000 different radio stations that I can pick from just sitting there on
radio.
A remote. Yeah, flipping right through. Wi-Fi. It's like magic.
You can't beat it.
How can people get to your radio stations?
They just go to unregularradio.com, or they can look it up on Shoutcast. Unregularradio.com has its own flash player. They can launch it through iTunes, Winamp, RailPlayer. And then the smartphones just have a number of apps that do it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's available everywhere.
Nice.
And it's live.
Maybe at some point down the road we can make an appearance on unregularradio.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd love to have you guys in there.
That'd we have cool. time.
Do you have this kind of setup in your studios? Are there like 24 taps?
Unfortunately, I don't have 24 taps. But I could probably get a keg rolled in there.
We'll just pick up a case and a couple of slices from Felix on the way.
A mini keg, those Heineken mini kegs.
Yes,
get one of those.
Absolutely. We'll file an expense report with you for those.
I pulled up the picture of me sitting.
There you are.
The patio in the virtual tour here at Deep Ellum. There I am, mohawk and all.
Who are those dudes?
Beautiful.
That is John Guilfoyle.
Oh, that's John,
Blast Magazine.
Okay.
We were hanging out that day. It was talking about that article they did on us a few months back. So speaking of Deep Ellum, the patio and everything, my grilled cheese and tomato soup is here, Charlie.
Oh, is it?
So
yes.
I hope you have a song ready to go because I am hungry.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull something out of iTunes. I don't even know what it's going to be yet. So
surprise!
I'll throw it on and here it is. Yay. Hey, thanks, John.
Traded in my tennis shoes for steel-toed rubber boots. I got my own uniform to wear. They've given me a plastic hat, earplugs, and a funny net for my hair. I'm well prepared. Time comes when you have to choose.
So I ended up going with the Features.
Oh, all right.
A band that Fletcher has had a hard-on for years.
Won't shut up about.
And
he thinks they're going to make it big now.
Well,
I forget why.
You know, I wasn't buying his hype up until I saw them live. And that changed everything. I mean, they're a phenomenal live band.
I don't think I've been lucky enough to see them live yet. Or maybe I did, but it was at one of our shows and I was busy.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I didn't give a shit, really.
Yeah, that sounds like work. So, this is our first ever live podcast. We're here at Deep Ellum in the ARC, and the bar is full. The bar is filled up.
People coming and going, a lot of people hanging out. Thanks to everybody who came out, and those of you I know who couldn't make it, commenting on the Facebook pages and everything. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll do this again.
Yeah, we're absolutely... I ain't got shit to do.
No!
I'm going to start swearing more now that I've had half a beer, by the way.
Hey, that's fine with me. So we have a special guest. Everybody's a special guest, but one in particular that people should be... Swine flu.
Oh, he's on the phone. Swine flu's conducting business.
Come over here.
You're very busy.
What, are you lining up like another infestation?
look at him over there.
Get off the phone!
It's probably
work. Swine flu, very busy.
He's got a job, so he's probably conducting business over there.
Who's on the phone, swine flu? Get him off the phone.
Can I call you back in 2 minutes, he says.
2 minutes? We're not going to be done with you in 2 minutes. What are you talking about? Here, take this.
Here, pop these on, too. It'll help you hear yourself.
Swine flu, everybody.
It was just a clever ploy.
We wanted to ask you about the... Because you topped the news for It seemed like about 8 months.
Yeah, kid, for real. The most kick-ass pandemic of the last 50 years.
But now you've been supplanted by the earthquake in Haiti, which seems to be claiming about 500,000 lives.
I cannot be blamed for that.
Now, do you feel like, I mean, despite the blame, do you feel like maybe this earthquake is trying to steal your thunder a little bit?
Well, I mean, the swine flu is like, really, any other type of flu. It's viral. It's like YouTube.
Yeah.
I cannot be blamed for that shit, that whack-ass shit that comes from up from underneath.
But the body count is far superior to anything you achieve.
Well, I'm young, and earthquakes have been around for quite some time.
So they perfected the art of murder?
There's been all kinds of movies made about earthquakes and shit. The big one, I think, was a movie on CBS with Marky Post back in, like, 93.
Swine flu knows his pop culture.
There's no movies about swine flu yet, but I'm actually going to take this opportunity right here at Deep Ellum to avoid any type of cross-pollination of bullshit for people blaming death on me from Haiti. I'm going to change my name to what's going to kill more people than both of these things in 2010, and that shit's the Green Line.
Oh, then did you take the Green Line to get here, the Green Line?
I did, and I barely... That's how I came up with this idea. I survived like this, by the skin on my ass.
The Green Line stops for no one. When the horn blows, you get out of the way.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Green Line's here, Green Line's here.
Now, do you feel like... are you worried that the profile of the swine flu may slip on a national level since the Green Line is a very local phenomenon?
I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, if this shit blows up quadruple platinum... Mm. I'm going to play both roles.
Is that an actual number, swine flu?
Quadruple, quadruple, platinum?
He's not a math major.
No, I studied communications.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as did we. Yeah. Look where it got us.
Yeah, so he's sitting at a table in a bar at working 1 o'clock free. In the afternoon. Yeah, working for nothing. So
while the Green Line is local, I mean, if this shit blows up the way it's probably going to, I'll be swine flu from everywhere west of, like, say, Neponset Circle.
Uh-huh.
And then the Green Line will just have much more of an accent. I'll relax. I start talking like a complete dick from Revere. So, what's up, Revere?
Would you be able to change colors just in case the red line goes to shit?
The green line knows no bounds. I mean, I cross all lines, all colors,
and all rails. Apparently.
And all rails.
How do you feel about the silver line, green line?
My experience with the silver line is somewhat limited. I've only flown out of there a few times.
Uh-huh.
The bus smells like piss, so it's right off line with any other public transportation in this city.
Am I the only one amazed by the logo for the silver line, by the way? I noticed it the other day. It's that gorgeous, it's got wings, and it says silver line. It's a real classic look, but it's just a shit bus that you take underground.
Yeah, why, it's a bus and a half.
Why waste the money?
Yeah.
Why does it have this gorgeous logo, and it's just a... We could take my car and do the same thing. I don't understand it.
I mean, call me crazy, but I mean, that talking dog from Taco Bell was a pretty great marketing play, too. It still gives you the shits. It's like any other fast food restaurant. It's just a good way to dress it up.
Well, the Green Line, formerly the swine flu, it's a pleasure having you here at Deep Ellum. Try not to kill anybody on your way out of here, please.
I'm not promising shit, and if you're confused by the name change, think of it this way. Once upon a time, the one-man gang was the one-man gang. But then that character got stale, and they sent him to deepest, darkest Africa, and he came back as Akeem the African Dream. Nothing says entertainment like a 7-foot-tall white guy in a dashiki and, like, dancing down the ring, jive-walking.
You've lost Charlie with that reference.
Yeah, this is a wrestling reference.
Yeah, it is.
Right over my head, that green line.
But I'm just happy we can do wrestling references now.
Yeah, right? Again. Not get shit
it's
about
nice
it.
Nice to have them back.
Well, hey. My burger's here.
All right, Greenline, go eat. Get back to your very important phone call. And
Brandy, come over here.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. Where's Randy?
Brandy.
Brandy, sorry. I heard it. Well, hi.
He's the one who always sings to me and he doesn't remember.
Way to rock the Boxcar Racer shirt. I feel like you're the only one.
And the Blink 182 hoodie. You're going to have to grab that microphone. Charlie's not going to hold it for
you. Yeah, take that with you. I'm not a mic stand.
And be sure to talk right into it.
All right.
So are you like the world's biggest Tom DeLonge fan? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, no. I'm not a Tom DeLonge fan.
Was he in Boxcar Racer?
Yes.
He was, but okay. I felt the shirt was appropriate because it had the lyrics to a certain song on it.
I feel so mad.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Now, you're representing a contingent, a national and global contingent, right?
Absolutely.
You're on the chat room?
Yes.com/... Some letters that care not to repeat.
Four letters in a row.
Four letters in a row that I care not to repeat that don't begin with an F. That should.
So what are some places or that you're talking to?
We've got people online from California. We've got Ohio. We've got New Hampshire. We've got Maine. We've got Connecticut. We've got Mass.
I like how a lot of those assholes in the wolf pack live a lot closer to here than you do. You're the one that
yeah,
got...
Yeah, I'm representing.
Yeah, you were the one dubbed to make the trip from New Hampshire.
Well, you know, some people are loyal.
Loyalty runs deep.
We definitely appreciate the loyalty, but some people couldn't get out of their jobs.
Yeah, no,
well,
some people can't get out like I can. I work in a very small office, and I can just go, hey, I don't feel good.
Why are you on the internet then?
Yeah. I don't know. Luckily, none of them are internet savvy. I'm the one who runs the IT at work.
I was going to say, why? Good. They're watching. Why are you at a bar when you don't feel well? I hope that high life has curing abilities.
Yeah, alcohol kills everything.
It kills the bacteria.
Exactly. Well, thank you for making the trip. Pass along our good wishes to everybody that you communicate with all over the country.
Absolutely.
And, don't be a stranger. I guess there's T-shirts that are being made.
Yes. Do you know there's quite the process going on.
I was going to ask. You know what the final logo is going
to
be?
There's voting going on currently.
Okay.
As to some different logos. There's four different logos that are up, and there's voting going on as to how we'd like to represent.
So, yeah,
several will be made for both contingents, because there is not just the Save the You Guys contingent.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget that. There's also the Big Jim contingent.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
true.
We got the followers of Big Jim, who just happens to be quite the graphic designer and logo printer, who's working on some stuff for
our other
man.
It's good to have connections, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for making the trip. We appreciate it. I will let you back to your MGD and the laptop, which, by the way...
Yeah, I got to go man the machine.
You carry around a boogie board like this guy does. Like, the thing's gigantic.
It's a 17-inch screen, Charlie. I need to see things.
Yeah, and it has the little 10 keypad. I do a lot of numbers stuff.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they put those on laptops anymore.
I got mine right there.
Yeah, seriously?
I don't have to touch the top row. I can do all my math right there.
And you can surf home on it.
That's right.
Absolutely. The Silver Surfer over here.
Well, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it.
Hang out.
Grab yourself another beer. Grab a CD out. Tommy made the trip from Malden. We were just talking to him a minute ago.
Yeah, where is Tommy?
Tommy! Come over here.
Tommy complaining about the ride from Malden. Throw on those headphones, and then I'll hand you this microphone. Then he was complaining about the walk over from the Green Line on Alston Street.
Well, I think I know what happened here with Tommy and trying to get over here. You took the Green Line in. Thank you for doing that, taking your life into your own hands.
No problem.
Don't be afraid of that, Mike. Get right up on it.
All right.
Your hot girlfriend did not make it in from Lynn today, I see.
She actually broke up with me for a second time today.
Oh, shit.
Today?
That happened today?
Yeah, we were already broke up, and then she told me again that she doesn't want to talk to me. So
now, when did she break up with you, if you don't mind me asking, the first time?
A few months ago, but we were still talking.
All right, so 2010 continues to be the worst year ever.
Yeah.
Yes. 2009 started it, which we thought was the worst year ever, but no, it's rolled over into 2010.
Yeah, no thanks to her. Yeah. Or the Green Line.
Now, how have you been handling it, if you don't mind, again, me asking as I get personal with you? How did you handle the news? Did you just go get shit-faced?
Usually, like today, drinking at noon, you know?
Yeah.
I'm unemployed, so... I figured this is the best spot to be.
Now, what did you do before you were unemployed?
Carpenter.
All right. So is this just a lack of work?
Yeah. All the schools stopped construction or whatever, so they were like, see you later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a carpenter way back in the day who led a lot of people and did a lot of good things. Maybe you could take after him.
Yeah, that's who I'm inspiring to be, so.
You'd be the Jesus of Malden.
I could be. I really could be. I think I'm the best person there, so.
Now, I want to dig a little deeper because I love talking about relationships. Were you given a reason, or was it just this isn't working out?
Yeah, I was still drinking at noon, so she pretty much got sick of that, so.
Well, what else are you supposed to do when you're unemployed? I've been milking this for, 10 days now?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, God, I've been going almost a year.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Dude, that is brutal.
And now they send out checks in batches. You don't even get it each week. They send it, like, twice a month.
So you just get a lump sum?
Yeah.
I mean, that would make me feel like I'm rich. You're like, look at this check.
Yeah, but the couple of weeks you don't have money sucks.
Well,
yeah,
you're not supposed to spend it all at once.
I do.
Again, drinking at noon.
Yeah.
I'll have to put you in touch with my girlfriend who's an accountant. Maybe she can help you out with your money.
Oh, that would definitely help me out.
So I have a theory as to why you had a hard time getting over here. You took the Green Line over, which is not that far away. It's just kind of like right over there.
Right there. But right by the Burger King. You walk down the street there.
Yeah,
Alston Street.
Yeah, now I know.
Now you know, exactly. And I have a theory in that everybody that you asked for directions, none of them spoke English.
No, the first two did not.
Yeah.
That is not shocking.
I think they hated me, to tell you the truth. That's why they were sending me in the wrong direction. Because I didn't have on skinny jeans. I didn't have on a checkered sweater. I was screwed.
Yeah, like, that's the, that was my other theory, is that it was just,
hey man,
just
it's
belligerent hipsters.
Yeah, just hate.
Yeah. Malden, get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Take you and your bootcut jeans and leave.
The only way you get information around here is by handing out American spirits. You have to be like, can you tell me where Deep Ellum is?
Oh, all right.
It's basically like cash. Yeah,
and
it's like,
I'm sure the Fall River accent don't help. So.
Well, Tommy, thank you for making the trip. One of the first, like, actually unemployed people we've spoken to. Most everybody else has jobs.
I guess the other unemployed people are looking for work. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's next? Are you going to keep looking for carpentry gigs? Are you like me, where you have no other appreciable skills?
Yeah, pretty much none. So I'm thinking about going back to school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Anything in particular or just killing time
something
in school?
With media.
Oh, don't go into radio.
No?
Bad
no.
Move,
well,
bad
I'm thinking music or movies.
Okay. Those will continue to be made.
Yeah.
I was in the car yesterday coming back from wherever the hell I was coming back from. I heard a commercial for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the lies, just absolute fucking lies that were being spread. The exciting world of radio and TV. There are jobs available. I'm like, no, they're not. Like, I'm yelling at the radio like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Like, stop lying to these kids and taking their money.
You realize you're killing a potential sponsor, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, you think a communication school would sponsor this shit show?
Not probably.
Like,
not.
Really? Seriously? We have Tommy from Malden on right
now. Oh, thanks.
I think that's a good thing.
If I had my hot girlfriend, it'd be different, though, right?
Yeah, that'd be a completely different story.
Yeah, you know, you're tagged in a photo with her.
I saw that, yeah. Hopefully my wife doesn't see it.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Thanks a lot, yeah. Right under the bus I get.
Well, if you want to egg her house, let me know. I'm in.
Yeah.
Me too.
We have nothing but time and bad feelings about things in the last 10 days, so we'd be happy to burn it up.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to do something, I'm available all
You're
day.
You're available. Malden's where it's at. Well, Tommy, thank you for making the trip. And
thank
you,
guys.
I'm glad the Green Line did not kill you.
Hopefully it won't on the way home either.
All right. Let's do you want to do another tune here?
Let's do one.
All right, pick something out of iTunes, and we'll go from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have no idea what I want to hear.
Yeah, I might do I got a whole a shit ton of Pearl Jam in here, and our good friend from a major record label, that's her band, so I thought was her band. So I thought it'd be nice to kind of like throw a little love her way. So.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, see, I'm a good dude.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We're at Deep Ellum. We're doing our first ever live broadcast. Deep Ellum, do you know the address off the top of your head?
477 Cambridge Street.
I knew you would.
I'm
So I ended up going with Pearl Jam's Hail Hail. I know you like Pearl Jam, and it's an underappreciated album and an underappreciated song.
Yeah, I really didn't get into their stuff after Verses. They lost me after Vitalogy, I guess, for a little bit. But then I saw them live and realized there are all these great songs on all these records that we ignored. Between Yield and...
Yield was iffy. I really liked...
No, Yield was great. The records between Yield and Vitalogy are where they lost. But, like, No Code...
And that's what, that's what Hail Hail's on.
Yeah, so there's all these great songs that I just ignored until I saw them perform live. How could you not like Yield? It's got Given to Fly on it.
It's really the only song I like off of there.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. I just have opinions that differ from yours.
They're wrong.
So R.P. Bink is joining us. You are a poet. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have one thing to say about Pearl Jam.
I want to do
me on time, Mom. Just Breathe is a great new song.
I don't know. I don't like the... I like half the song. If they could chop it in half and take his part out of it.
I bet you don't have two hands to count your friends and people you care on.
What?
I don't even know what you just said.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. I'm sure she has a good point.
Yeah, someone's been with us since the beginning.
And that's a good thing.
Yes,
really,
absolutely.
Think about it.
Having a great time at Deep Ellum.
The plus side of that song is it's short. It's short,
it's
sweet,
very
to the point.
Short,
get right to it.
That
I love
that. That was the best part.
It's a great band. They're very underappreciated. America's greatest live touring band.
And they never get angry on stage either at all.
That is a good time. Well, it's that bottle of wine helps smooth everything out. So you're going to read some verse for us?
I have a few poems that I would like to share with you. I do about four. I'm going to finish with one that I think Ed will really enjoy.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
All right. Well, our poet in residence here at Deep Ellum, take it away, R.P. Bink.
All right, here we go. This first one's called Prelude.
Okay.
Oh, girl in the shit-kicking truck, pity me in my blue Honda Prelude. If you leave the truck, I will run over you. Better to stay inside, so high above me.
It's a love poem. It's
It really is.
Do we have to snap after it's a poetry? I don't snap very well, so.
All right, this next one's called Prune. Oh, glass of delicious prune juice, so thick and purple and bubbly. Ugh. Help me catch up on the news and finish the novel I'm half through.
Deep, man.
That's good for all of you.
I'm thinking about this, still thinking. But
still processing over there? All right, go ahead.
All right, this next one's Spider. Oh, silly spider, you build your web on my bike tire. How little you know of centrifuge. And this last one is for Ed. It's called Aunt Beru.
Oh, I know who that is.
I know who that is, too.
Oh, Aunt Beru, what shall we do now that your body's charred and blackened under twin tattooing suns? Owen rests not far from you. Minus flames and blaster scars, it looks just like your honeymoon.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
The spider one coming in a close second, but that is my favorite. Anytime that anybody can reference twin Tatooine suns, especially on a day when it's 15 degrees outside.
Exactly. Alliteration and all that.
I know you said it was your last one, but can you please read Igloo? Because it looks like you put a lot of work into this one.
Igloo took me a long time. I wrestled with Igloo. This one's called Igloo. This is not a good home for a welder.
Words of wisdom.
Now, is this what you do by trade, or is this what you do on the side?
I'm a self-employed poet.
Okay.
From Boise, Idaho. That's kind of where I was created. R.P. Bink is a pseudonym. My old roommate in Boise created this little chapbook of poems.
I like the, that's a pretty pro binding job there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm looking to get into doing some more writing and more readings. So, don't be surprised if you get a couple calls from me on
the FTW line,
the Fudgy the Whale line.
So what brought you from Boise to here?
Well, I'm from here. I was just out there for a bit. But R.P. Bink was created in Boise.
Now, why in God's name would you move from Boston to Boise, I guess, is the better question.
Oh, it's so great out there. It's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, Boise's fantastic.
Seriously?
It's the best place I've ever been.
Boise, Idaho.
Apart from here, of course.
Of course, right. Yeah. There's no Fenway Park in Boise, is there?
Oh, think of the blue turf out there. Come on.
Now, do you have like a website or anything which you can pimp here? Or
I don't actually. I don't have a website.
You
should get on.
You do need to get a new email. Who uses Earthlink anymore?
Well, that is so old. This is from 1999.
I was about to say, look at the fake copyright inside. 1999.
1999. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's been carrying this around in his back pocket to impress ladies.
I've been waiting for you guys.
11 years.
Well, thank you for the reading, and thank you for stopping in.
Thank you very much.
Are you one of the unemployed?
No, I'm one of the people who took a nooner today.
Thank you.
I took a nooner to come down here.
Nice.
And hang out. So I'll be here as long as you guys are, probably.
No, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably write some more poems. Why not?
Like during the day.
Yeah, they're bar napkins.
Yeah.
That's where the best poetry is written.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel good about, since we're not doing the Fudgy the Whale line today, because it's just a pain in the butt to hook everything up and all, we went out on poems. It's a good way to end
is
the first ever.
Is it fucking snowing? Seriously?
Oh. One can only,
fuck you.
One can only hope. One can only hope.
It's
come
probably
on,
ashes
snow.
From a building on fire
yeah,
there in Alston.
Alston, it's on fire.
So I guess we closed out with poems on our first ever
like
Unemployed podcast.
That's fine.
From Deep Ellum. Thanks to everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah. Woo!
I thank Chelsea behind the bar, by the way, too, for serving us delicious. What did you have? You had the grilled cheese.
Oh, the grilled cheese tomato soup was awesome.
The gorgonzola fries and a couple of Cokes.
So thanks to Max of Deep Ellum for letting us do this. And we're going to do it again here and other locations because I ain't got shit to do for a while.
Yeah, I got a request from Nate down the bar to bring it to the North Shore because they both drove in from Danvers.
So we'll hit the North Shore. We'll hit the city. Might have to hit Quincy at some point.
Oh, God, really?
Oh, you should.
The gem of the South Shore.
We might do it for a UFC event. I think that would be fun.
If we can save up for a flight, maybe we'll do one from Boise.
Boise.
Go see your people.
Or my hometown, Weymouth. Let's all go down to Weymouth.
Oh, I would love to. Another the almost gem of the South Shore.
Right, well,
the cubic zirconia to Quincy's diamond.
Let's wrap this up before RP Bank has any more bright ideas about sending us to terrible places.
Oh.
Goodbye.